KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 8:06, we have partly cloudy skies and 22 degrees in Atlantic. Our forecast again for today is calling for it to be partly cloudy with a high of 46. Winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Audubon School Board met in a regular session Monday evening. Superintendent Eric Traeger told KJAN News on Tuesday the board approved early retirement applications from six teachers effective at the end of the current school year. He said those vacant jobs will be posted online so they can be filled before the 2022-23 school year begins. The board, he said, also approved an increase in teacher substitute pay.
We've had a really severe shortage of substitute teachers this year, and so our regular classroom teachers have been having to use their prep period to fill in and cover for those teachers that are gone. So we've always paid them for doing that, but we increased that pay from $15 for a period of work to $25 just to show our appreciation for them stepping up.
In other action, the Audubon School Board approved the hiring of a full-time elementary counselor.
So we've shared an elementary counselor position with Coon Rapids Baird for several years now. We just feel like it's time we went back to having a full-time elementary counselor just due to the increase in behaviors that we're seeing among younger children to help kind of mitigate those through the regular guidance program and through maybe some group work and some individual work with those students. We just feel like if we can get some of those things taken care of when the kids are young, we can, you know, obviously have a more productive time with them as they get older.
Mr. Traeger said they experienced an increase in unacceptable behavior, which is most likely attributable, he said, to the stress created by the pandemic.
We're just having more and more kids that are having a hard time managing their behavior and keeping it together during the school day. I think most elementary principals would say that is true, that's increased as a result of, you know, everything that's gone on the last couple of years.
In other business, the Audubon School Board hired an associate art teacher in Marissa Soder. She'll be involved also in boys tennis. As we mentioned to you last week on KJAN News, a $1 million Career Academy grant was awarded to DMAC in Carroll, which allows for the establishment of a career academy that will serve several area districts.
And we are partnering with IKM Manning, Exira Elkhorn Campbellton, of course Audubon, and then Coon Rapids Baird to have a career academy center in Templeton. That's a nice location for our four districts. It cuts down on travel time, and the focus of that career academy will be on providing opportunities for kids to get in and learn about the trades, and then we're also going to have a health occupations track that they can take as well.
Superintendent Traeger said the board Monday night discussed last week's lifting of a stay for the federal vaccine mandate by the Sixth Circuit Court. That mandate requires employers with more than 100 workers to get them vaccinated or to have them mask up and test weekly for COVID.
There's an appeal to the Supreme Court at this point, so we don't know, you know, if the Supreme Court picks that up. We, you know, there may be another stay put on that. But for right now, we're looking at the policies that we'd have to put in place, and we'll get those in place if necessary and move forward. Our big concern is, you know, we can't afford to lose any people, and so we want to make sure that we're working with our employees and making this as, you know, painless as possible, while also encouraging them to, you know, have a conversation with a doctor and make the decision that's right for them.
Elsewhere in area news, the Adair County Sheriff's Office Tuesday said that two arrests had taken place last week. On the 16th, 57-year-old Donald Dwayne Worth of Lewis was arrested in Adair by Adair police for OWI first offense. He was taken into custody following a traffic stop at around 8:40 p.m. for failure to operate headlights and taillights. And during the traffic stop, while running Worth's registration information, the Adair police officer noticed Worth pour something out of his vehicle. Worth admitted the substance was whiskey and water and that he'd consumed a couple of drinks at a bar and that he stopped at the Come and Go in Adair to get some food before driving back to his semi-truck. The officer conducted a field sobriety test on Worth, along with a preliminary breath test, the results of which showed he had a breath alcohol content of 0.162%, or twice the legal limit. Worth was taken into custody soon thereafter and transported to the sheriff's office. He was released later that same night on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. And on December 12th, 26-year-old Aspen Renee Riley of Bridgewater was temporarily arrested in Bridgewater for driving while barred. She was released at the scene with a citation. The Page County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a traffic stop Sunday on an SUV resulted in the driver's arrest. 77-year-old Sandra K. Aparo of Clarinda was arrested for OWI first offense. Aparo was transported to the Page County Jail and held on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. And the Shelby County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported 9 arrests occurred from December 2nd through the 12th. Most recently, on the 12th, 32-year-old Michael James Armour of Vancouver, Washington, was arrested for controlled substance violation, prohibited acts violation, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. There were also 3 people arrested on December the 10th. 33-year-old Mark Holland of Audubon was arrested for OWI first offense, operating a non-registered vehicle, and failure to provide proof of financial liability, along with speeding. 51-year-old Chad Hess of Harlan was arrested December 10th following a search warrant at a residence in Harlan, and 47-year-old Julie Ann McManigle of Harlan was arrested also that same day following a search warrant at a residence. Hess was charged with possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, third or subsequent offense, and possession of paraphernalia. McManigle was charged with possession of controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. You can read more in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.